You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Will your team have a draft to remember?
With the 75th pick, the Seattle Seahawks select Russell Wilson, quarterback, Wisconsin.
Or crap out.
With the third pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
This is Primetime on Draft Week.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
What a moment.
The Fan.
Girl, you something else.
All right. See, we're on time now.
Look at us.
Even with impromptu hockey talk. We have some things to tease. Dan Lanning, Oregon football coach, 5:15 today. Tomorrow, Scott Barnes, Oregon State Athletic Director at 4. And then Andrew Nimick's going to be in here for the draft, at least I think.
We're working on it. He may have some actual real paid
duties.
So
what? We're not going to pay him?
It's a fluid situation, but we're trying to get him in here for because he is a draft nerd of the highest order.
And then Friday, Joey Harrington. And we'll be playing the picks tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to hear the draft here.
Despite Buck and
Buck's
his negative attitude.
He's trying to bail on it, but look, we're overthinking this. The people want the draft. We're going to give them the draft.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, deal with it, Buckley.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to have to guess when picks are coming and be listening to your show while I listen to the draft at the same time.
This is why we pay you
Caitlin
Clark money.
Your white privilege is showing again, all right?
I'm going to interrupt you and say, hold on, here's a pick, and then we're going to wait for 30 seconds. You're going to be like, geez, Buckley, I thought there was going to be a pick, and then it'll
happen. Basically what this sounds like is you are afraid that you're not going to be able to handle this and that you're going to get some flack.
We did this last year, and it didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I thought it went fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like you're being kind of a bitch.
Shut up.
We think. I love it. Hey, let's go to the podium. We think.
Here's the situation.
I think we have our drop.
Because I won't be able to see it live.
Why don't you just play it off the TV then?
What? Because our TVs aren't wired to our boards.
Oh. We don't even have the capability to play something off the television?
I don't believe we do right now. No.
Is that a problem?
Well, if you wanted to play something from TV on radio, then yes, it would be a problem.
Well, that's how we used to
play. I'll have the radio signal of the draft.
Okay, well, why don't we do that?
I will try to do that. We'll see how clunky it sounds.
Again, I feel like a lot of excuses are being made. Am I the only one that thinks the Buck is just making excuses?
I think it's going to be better if you guys are watching it happen going, oh, they took this guy. But we can try it your way.
Buck. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I hate this idea from you.
Yeah, I don't like it.
We're going to play the picks.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's going to try to sabotage this.
Okay, so do you want to hear Mel Kiper?
Look at what's happening there in the Baltimore game. Sorry, they were... That camera zoomed in and hung around way, way too long on a young lady in the stands at the Orioles game.
Oh, no, a camera guy zooming in on the Hots?
Sorry, it was kind of jarring. Like we had the Orioles game on, and they were doing the little post game stuff. And like all of a sudden, I looked up and I was like, "What is that's happening in the Baltimore game?" I don't know if that's one of the players' wags or if that's just a cameraman scanning the crowd.
I used to do that when I was waiting for Talking Ball to come on.
Yeah,
the Blazers game. I'd go into he shall remain nameless, but the camera guy that runs
I think I know who you're referring to.
He runs the Jumbotron thing up there.
Yeah.
I'd go in his room. He's a cool dude, and I'd sit down, and we'd just zoom in on the Hots.
Hey, that's
and then we
how,
go talk ball.
Yeah, that's how what Pamela Anderson got her start, and Jen Sturger, and you know, the a lot of careers, and probably some terrible decisions have been started with the zoom in from the camera guy.
All right, do you want to hear Mel Kiper sucking at his job?
It's
just two little clicks here.
It's unfair because you could do this with every draft person, but
that's not unfair.
I think it's hilarious.
Made a lot of fun about the Seattle Seahawks. Sherman, the former wide receiver turned corner, just an average fifth round pick, in my opinion.
If you didn't catch that, Richard Sherman, just an average fifth round pick, in his opinion.
Yeah, no big deal.
Is he a Hall of Fame corner?
He is a Hall of Fame corner. But again,
I didn't know he used to be a wide receiver.
Yeah, he was a receiver at Stanford. I think he only played DB for 1 or 2 years there. Switched over. And by the way, like, this is one of those things, like, you can get flack for a first-round pick. When you get to the fifth round, you're taking flyers. It's like the people that miss on Tom Brady.
Well, it just makes me think, like, isn't Kiper guessing at that point in time? Like, see, because it's a guy who's been converted positions? Like, what
would he
That's
the other point that drives me crazy. If you want to have a hot take on the first and second round, fine.
It seems but odd you stick your neck out on that.
When you get down to the 37th corner or receiver taken, you don't know. You don't stop it. I understand you did your job as a draft analyst. You were not pouring over Richard Sherman tape. Knock it off.
Well, I mean, as good as Richard Sherman was, though, why was he not thought of more highly?
Well, because, again, he was a guy that moved positions and was very raw. And believe it or not.
Yeah, but at corner, isn't that an easy one to, like.
No, corner's very hard.
Because you could see him, I mean, oily hips and.
No. Corner and receiver are. High bus rates.
I also think that he and Harbaugh had a lot of friction at Stanford. I don't think Harbaugh did him a lot of favors, and I'm not sure he talked him up going into that draft.
And there's just guys, for as many guys as we're like, oh, that guy was great in college and he sucks in the NFL, there's vice versa. Guys do get better. Lights do go off.
Yeah,
guys figure stuff out.
It's interesting to me that, I mean, I don't know, there's a lot of guys in the gray, no question. It's obviously not an exact science. It's very difficult. At the same time, when you've got Hall of Famers.
Yep.
It's just a very interesting dynamic that some of them you can see right away and go, like, I remember Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning.
Yep.
There are some guys you just look at and go, dude.
Guy's got it.
That's just, he's going to be good.
Yep.
And then there are other guys that are Hall of Famers that nobody saw coming. Well, at least Mel Kiper didn't see coming.
Yeah.
And that's his job to see. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird dynamic. This whole thing is confusing. Here's another one. This is the great Mel Kiper on Johnny Manziel.
Oh.
When you talk to people in the league, I get a consensus on Manziel that I don't get with Bortles or Bridgewater. A consensus that Manziel, at worst, is going five. He's going in the top five somewhere. And this is Johnny Manziel is a magician on the field. If he eats, sleeps, and drinks football 365 days a year.
Did he say if?
I think.
Yeah, okay. If he eat, which he did not.
Well, but here's the thing, and this is why Mel can blow it out. Really, you heard consensus from NFL teams that he was going in the top five?
And then he went like 22nd or 23rd.
Because everyone knew he was an idiot and a bum.
Right.
What
like that was not
piss poor information are you getting?
That was not a secret. Well, that's the thing about Kiper is why I think he's a fraud. Or I feel like he's not a fraud. I think he...
He's a mouthpiece.
Isn't part of his job to elevate certain players at the request of people behind the scenes?
Or at least to, his job is to spread information that people want spread.
Right. Well, same thing. And so he, from what I understand, didn't that guy take some money? And then he takes the money and then he talks up a guy.
I don't know if that's ever been proven. I think there's some people that have accused that, but I don't think he's ever been, I don't think that's ever been proven.
Well, I'm going to prove it. That's my new quest.
By the way, don't get me wrong. Bortles and Bridgewater both suck too. But Manziel, a top five pick, and he's a wizard on the field.
Well, but in fairness to him, he said, he was a wizard in college.
And I cut that off. Said, he basically ends up saying, and they think that he will. And it was like, no, they didn't. And so it got kind of clunky and choppy. He also said that Blaine Gabbert was clearly the better prospect than Cam Newton because he had the more imposing body, which I don't even understand being true against Cam Newton, and also that his football acumen was just too high.
And that's why I think he just, I don't know, he's a shill.
I think there, unfortunately, I think there is a lot of
he's
that
in bed with certain people.
Well, it's the same thing with Schefter. Like, to quote, get all the info. And it's been proven multiple times with leaks. These guys that are insiders, you're a mouthpiece. You are being told what to say and when to say it for a reason, which is why be careful. Like right now, is it I think it's Malik Nabers that all of a sudden there's health concerns. There's a report out today that five teams have red flagged Malik Nabers because of I think it's like a shoulder or something. And like what? All of a sudden that's come out?
Today.
So isn't that's who was that? Schefter?
I think that was it might have been Schefter. It was one of the NFL insiders.
So
guys.
That is a GM telling him to put that out there so that they can get Nabers to fall to them?
I think that is 100% people that want Nabers to slip in the draft.
Yeah. What a game.
Yes.
I should have been.
Which is, again, it's, do you really think that other teams all of a sudden are like, what? We didn't see this shoulder. We're hearing that there's shoulder. Bill Belichick even said it. Someone asked him, like, how much of this stuff this late in the draft is BS? He's like, all of it. No one inside these war rooms is spilling draft secrets right now. They're just not.
Yeah, I think Kuiper, you know, now that I think about it, it's probably Hillary Clinton behind him, don't you think?
I was thinking, like, oh, I can't say that. Never mind. I was going to throw out another name. I was like, oh, that one's really bad. Never mind.
Oh. Never mind. And?
I don't know why. It's just the first name popped in my head, but I am not associating anyone with that person.
Was it Jeffrey Epstein?
That was going to be my guess, too.
It popped into my head, and I was like, no.
Kuiper linked to Jeffrey Epstein?
No, he wasn't. Which is why when you said Clinton, I was like, who's the worst person that you could be? Like, and I was like, oh my God, don't say that.
Damn,
no,
dude.
No.
All right. NFL draft, which positions are easiest to nail? We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, somebody texted Vancouver for a text line. They said, you know, I'm sure Mel Kuiper has plenty of good calls as well. And that's, of course.
Yes, that's why I was like, it's kind of cheap to pull out someone's worst. But you know.
Well, it's a bit like betting, yes. Sports betting. It's like the good ones, the winning bets, you kind of take those for granted. They just seem so obvious, like, because you were right. It's like, oh, yeah, that was, of course, the Celtics beat them by 20 and covered the spread. That was easy. Yeah. The losses are the ones that perplex you, right?
Yep.
You dwell on those because it's like, well, wait a minute. That seems so obvious. And what happened? So you dwell on the losses. You kind of take for granted the wins. And that's kind of, that's the deal. Same deal in this line of work with Mel. I don't even think it's a conspiracy theory. These guys are in bed with certain people, and they prop up certain guys that they're in bed with.
Yeah,
Just it's not a secret.
No, because the way anything works with agents, with because that happens even in draft rooms. If you have a good relationship with an agent, you know, and that GM, they'll take a flyer on your guy. Like the whole world of the NFL and most businesses, it works. The information network works on you scratch my back, I scratch yours. It's like this notion that you think that John Clayton or Adam Schefter just or Jay Glazer,
rest in peace.
Yeah, that you think Mortensen, that any of these guys, they dial the phone better than anyone else. How do they get that information? Like they become a trusted source because they're willing to spread one piece of information and not the other. Remember when Schefter got caught? Was it Minnesota?
That he drafted the tweet?
No. Yeah, I think it was Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook was being accused by someone of sexual assault. And Schefter got caught sending the draft of a tweet to like the GM or the agent of Dalvin Cook.
It was like his tweet, and then it was like, is this okay?
Yeah, is this okay? Like, you got caught checking. Like you're like, I have breaking news and information. And it was all geared towards, remember, it was like Dalvin Cook is being falsely accused. It was like so one-sided towards Dalvin Cook. And then when you're willing to do that, and you're willing to put out Dalvin Cook's side of the story of, hey, this is a bogus accusation, wink, wink, nod, nod, then the next time that there is a piece of information that Dalvin Cook signing or Dalvin Cook going someplace else, that guy knows he can go to Schefter and be like, I'm going to give you this because you're willing to kind of do what we want.
So this from Schefter today. ESPN content producer Paul Hembo calculated the percentage of first-round picks that hit or miss based upon whether that player signed a second contract with the team that drafted them. The data encompasses the 20 drafts spanning 2000 to 2019. Here are the positional hit rates. Okay, the top position hits at a 92% clip, and it is center.
Damn right.
So they were right about you.
Hey, look, yeah, they were right that I sucked. Well, I got weeded out immediately. And by the way, there's not many centers that go in the first round. Like, This is only first round. And so how many, like there was only like, what, 12 of them? It's by far outside of kickers and punters. I think this is the least position drafted in the first round.
But still, it does seem like you know a good one when you see one.
Well, because they come along so few, like it's not viewed as a first round value grade, so that when someone's like, hey, this guy is worth taking the first round, he usually ends up being a no-brainer, can't miss.
92% is way up there. The next best.
It's ridiculous. There's nothing quite like it. And some of that has to just be an anomaly, because that's a ridiculous rate.
Next best is tackle, offensive tackle, 59%.
Yeah.
Guard is 50%. So offensive line,
it's your safest bet.
It is your safest bet.
Because, again, it's the easiest transition. It really is. In that, yeah, you're playing against players that are on a consistent basis that are way better. But most of these guys that come from big programs, you've seen them against other elite talent. And if you can play O-line in college for the most part, you move your feet well, you've got a big enough body, you've got the measurables, you got long arms, there's not a huge difference other than, like, when you play Aaron Donald, like, you have to accept the fact that, like, you're not moving that guy. You just kind of get in his way. But it really is I think that and running back are the two positions where it is the games are most similar, right? The learning curve for actually how the game is going to be played, I think, are on the opposite side of the ball, by far the easiest for running backs and offensive linemen.
Is it fair to say the skills you use are the most easily transferred?
Yes.
Linebacker is next at 48%. Mm-hmm. Quarterback, 46%.
Yeah.
So not, I mean, you know.
Yeah. And by the way, it gets worse the further back you go. Like the hit rate for the top five, and those are much better than when you slide back into the back half.
There were 56 total quarterbacks, 26 hit, 30 missed. Edge rusher, 44%, and then defensive tackle, 40%. And then you get into the below 40s, and that's cornerback and running back at 38%.
Yeah.
Safety, 34%. Tight end, 33%. And the worst is wide receiver at 27% hit rate.
Yep.
Because so overall, the total hit rate on a draft pick, no matter what position, is only 43%.
And what was the receiver hit rate?
27%.
Yeah. So, and this is when I said that about linemen and running backs, even though the running back one is a, by the way, that's a big hit, I guess. But my argument to that is you can find running backs all throughout the draft. You just can. It's, if you can play running back, you can play. There's always guys that can play because it's just, it's raw athleticism. Give me a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield, that has decent vision. He can play in that league. The biggest jump from the way the game is played, if offensive lineman is the seamless transition because it's the most similar, the one that's most different is DBs and receivers. They don't even resemble each other. Just the level of which you're playing against. There are so many bad receivers and so many bad corners in college football. It's ridiculous. And the schemes are simplistic and guys are open and they scheme you open and it's not about running routes. You can be dominant at either one of those positions and not be able to translate it to the league.
On the offensive line front, Warren Sharp had a tweet the other day.
I do like Sharp football.
That is interesting in the context of what we were just talking about. So the hit rate obviously is the highest on the offensive line in the draft. Okay, so he tweeted, now that sample size that we were just talking about there was 2000 to 2019. This, he's talking about the last 5 years of the draft. Mm-hmm. He says no team over the last 5 years has invested more in the NFL draft on the offensive line than the Giants and the Jets. Okay, those are the two teams that have invested the most. Mm-hmm. So, again, think about the hit rates.
Yep.
55% and up, and yep, at centers, 92%. 92.
It hasn't worked.
Sharp says no team over the last 5 years has a higher QB pressure rate allowed,
yep,
than the Giants,
yep,
and the Jets.
Yep. Well, I mean, look, Becton's been a bust. Who was it? Was Evan Neal was the one that got into the whole pissy match there. With the fans, because he hasn't been very good with the Giants. Look, you can draft guys, and
Evan Neal's what brought us this.
Yeah.
Bullard's ass, you piece of garbage.
Outside of centers, dude, you are operating at a coin flip. And by the time,
but that's not according to that. I mean, not necessarily.
Well, I mean, outside of...
On the offensive line.
Yeah, but on the offensive line, you're still... I mean, those are blackjack. I mean, you're talking about 50-ish percent. It's north of 50%, but it's still very challenging. Like, even think about that. Even if you're hitting at 60% total for O-linemen, you're still missing on 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
There just isn't sure things.
Understand, but the most, like, how bad are the Giants and Jets?
Very much so.
I don't think you can just say, oh, well, it's just hard to hit. No, yeah. Like, you spent the most draft capital on the offensive line, and you're the worst two offensive lines in the league?
It's not good.
Dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So that is that scouting or coaching or both?
Both.
Yeah, probably both.
You know, and some of it's like, you know, Mekhi Becton, just one, he's been injured, and it turns out he's kind of a bitch. Like, he just... That's the part that I think is the hardest to judge is, one, injuries. Again, it's, you know, if a guy doesn't have any red flags, I don't know what you can do when a guy keeps getting hurt. And how much does he want to grind? It's and we talk about this all the time in any sport. When you give a guy $20 million, what does it do to him? Because a lot of these guys, they get $20 million and it's...
Well, there's obviously a flaw in how they're evaluating offensive linemen.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah. Well, and you would think, at least with the the Jets this year, now they did go out and invest in some free agency, but older tackles that, again, have health problems, they need O-linemen there in New York. But the problem is you need O-linemen that can play right now, like immediately, plug and play, because you only have probably 2 years left of Aaron Rodgers.
All right, it's time for In the Nuez. Welcome to Washall, and the city of Portland is being sued again.
That's not good.
I'm going to let you decide, as noted news contributor, whether this is a frivolous lawsuit or legit.
Hmm.
Okay?
It's what I do.
It is what you do. So we will talk about those items and more next on In the News. Here is Buck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
By the way, in all this hot draft talk and impromptu hockey talk, NBA playoffs, the Mariners have taken over first place in the American League West.
Dominated last night with 4-0?
Domination. And they're about to run away with it.
And Julio, who started the year not being able to hit for crap, I think his last like 8 games is hitting like .452. Got his first homer.
Break him up.
Yeah. Helps that division sucks.
Well, I think we should start the countdown.
What is the magic number? Like 100? And
well, what would it be? They're up a half game, and we've got about 135 games left, or
someone,
something.
I wonder if someone literally has a chart right now.
Yeah, find out what the magic number is. Let's
see what I can do.
It is April 24, 2024. Time now for the news. I'm your Notre Newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much. Please be seated. Thank you, America.
True story.
I love you all. It is denim day, so wear your denim today. If you have denim, wear it.
I don't have as much denim as I used to, but I have some stretch denim. Like a little, 5% spandex in there. Give a little.
Why do you even think denim was a thing? You know.
Well, because back in the day, it was better than the alternative.
The alternative?
You had to wear like tough skins, like really uncomfortable wool hot ass pants.
I think that denim became a thing because of like miners, like Levi Strauss and company. They people just wore pants that were like, you know, cloth cotton, and they would get holes in them, and they'd patch them with denim because it was stronger. And they're like, wait a second, why don't we just make all the pants out of this denim?
Look at you with hot jeans knowledge.
I love it.
That's great. It is also New Kids on the Block Day.
Hey, hanging tough.
Oh.
Dude, my sister loved New Kids on the Block.
Yeah?
Oh, God.
All the girls did.
She had the bedspread and like the pillows and the t-shirts and, you
know. KOTV. Now, is that, I get my boy bands mixed up. Is that Wahlberg?
Yeah, that's Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah.
And who else was in that band?
So there was the Knight Brothers. I forget what the other one
Jordan
is.
Jordan Knight.
Jordan
maybe?
Knight. And there was the Knight Brothers, and then there was the little one.
Was Mark Wahlberg in there?
So no. You had Jonathan and Jordan Knight. You had Joey McIntyre.
McIntyre.
That's the little fella. And then there was the one that no one liked that was kind of.
Danny Wood.
Yeah, he was like, whatever, dude, go away. No, I believe Mark Wahlberg was originally in New Kids, and then he was like, he was too cool. And then
he was a little more street.
And then he did the Funky Bunch.
That's
right. And also
right.
Committed a bunch of hate crimes, but we don't talk about that anymore.
Oh my God, I forgot about Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, dude. He was out there running around hating
what
the
What hasn't
Asians.
That guy done? Traffic slowed in Washougal this morning after a car left a roundabout and ran through the Welcome to Washougal sign.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Jace?
Yeah.
So now it reads, "Welcome to Washall."
Well, I mean,
the oog.
All right. Well.
They took out the oog. Maybe they didn't like the coos.
So how am I supposed to know when I'm going in? Like, is someone driving right now to the Pendleton store and being like, "I think this is wrong"? I'm supposed to be in Washougal, not Washoe.
The driver was a 56-year-old man from Stevenson, Washington. He was impaired at the time of the crash. Mm. It was this morning.
Shocker.
He was all drunk and drove through the.
At what time?
I didn't say what time.
It's like, it's one thing if you get drunk and you crash at 3, but I'm often like, who is drunk at 9:30 in the morning?
Drunks.
I guess.
The driver and passenger were trapped in the car and needed to be rescued by aid workers, and officials said neither of them were wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash. Hmm. They are in the hospital. Hmm. Non-life-threatening injuries.
What is the deal with non-life-threatening injuries?
Okay, here is the latest lawsuit facing the city of Portland. You tell me whether you believe this is frivolous or
it probably is
not.
But.
A woman is suing the city, Multnomah County, and the state.
Oh. Double dipping.
They are claiming that all of those entities knew about or should have known about the hazardous road conditions. She is suing because she suffered a traumatic brain injury after driving over a pothole.
Oh, my God. Really?
Really?
Go away. You get nothing.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Put me on that jury, City of Portland. That woman will get nothing, and I mean nothing.
Ow.
Put me on there.
What?
Yep.
Oh, no.
She drove over a pothole in southwest Portland. She has filed a $3.66 million lawsuit.
She got a traumatic brain injury from a pothole. Did she wrap her car around a tree?
Oh, no. They were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
Lawyers for Jillian Conroy, who is a Clark County resident, by the way.
Hey, Jillian, you ain't getting a dime.
Says she was driving on Southwest Capitol Highway between Southwest Alfred and Huber Streets on April 22nd of 2022. Mm-hmm. So it's been a couple of years. When she ran over a pothole that could not be seen from a distance, the suit says she was abruptly and forcefully jolted out of her seat. Her head struck the ceiling of her car, causing numerous physical injuries, including a concussion, traumatic brain injury, tinnitus, torn rotator cuff, and numerous cuts and scrapes and bruises.
What? Get
all
bent.
From the one pothole, huh?
Oh, and by the way, if you couldn't see it, like no one else, it's a pothole. And here's the other one. Wear a seatbelt. You're telling me like you were just catapulted? Stop it. This is nonsense.
Now, they're also saying that that stretch of road is within the city limits of Portland, but it is not maintained by the county or the state, ODOT. So it's unclear why she's suing those agencies as well. They have nothing to do with it.
Go away.
Oh, you cast a wide net in these situations.
Right. Look, you just rope them in there.
Anybody who's got pockets with money in them, we're coming for
you. We have all hit a nasty pothole. I mean, every one of us, and it is jarring. And sometimes it can mess up your you know, your wheel or your rim or, you know, throw your alignment. Like, but yet now we're suing because, like, you want the moment a pothole pops up, someone has to be Johnny on the spot and fix the pothole? Go away.
The suit claims she has racked up $66,000 in medical bills and could be facing an additional $100,000. The suit also seeks an estimated $2 million in lost future earnings.
Really?
And $1.5 million for pain and suffering, which includes depression and post-traumatic stress disorder.
What does she do for a job?
It doesn't say. I don't know.
Mr. Lebowski, what do you do? I'm unemployed.
The city...
$3 million.
The city has declined to comment.
I will comment for the city. This lady's an idiot. Put a seatbelt on. It's a pothole.
I will say a great little bit... Oops, what did I just do here? Hold on. Yeah. A great little bit on the Willamette Week's website today, where they went through and located the city's worst potholes.
Yeah.
And they did a bracket.
Oh.
And the winner, all the way down to the championship, the winner is a pothole that has since been filled in. Mm. And they show that is true with the photo evidence. But it was over on, they named them. They called them, so the final was the Downtown Doozy versus the Raw Dog.
I love it. The Raw Dog.
The Raw Dog's location, Southeast Tibbet Street at 80th Avenue. And that won the whole thing. That's the Willamette Week Hole Patrol Champion.
I'm fascinated that these potholes are so well documented by the citizens of our city.
Well, if you've ever... There's
it's getting bad out there.
Even so, I mean, like, everyone... The fact that everyone knows the specific ones and there's enough to have a votable bracket
I'll
on it...
I'll tell you right now, and it's not on a street. It's when you are driving down Division, if you go to turn in, there's two ways. It's like it's where the Crunch is, the Crunch Fitness. And it's like in a little... I don't know, shopping center. There's like a Burger King there. There's like a PetSmart, you know, all that. Right as you turn in, if you go into like the first turn to go into the parking lot, like you're going to have to go through the PetSmart parking lot, there is one that is probably 8 to 9 inches deep and it will get you. And I'll tell you what, you drive over that thing like two times, you sure as hell know where that thing's at and you're paying attention to it. That got me at least two times and I was like, well, not taking that run. I mean, like, if you are on that Tibbetts Road, like, that's on your way to your house, I guarantee you're aware of where that pothole is.
Yeah, it's a pretty mean one.
Yes.
It looks big and deep. But they have since filled it in.
In fact, they were, there was a road crew out on McGilvery today filling in a couple big nasty potholes just over in my neighborhood.
Just by looking at how big the patch is of pavement that they fixed, that alone lets you know how bad that one was.
Yeah. Yeah, some of those are...
So we're now ranking potholes.
They'll get your attention. Yeah, we put together a fan list. You tell us where your pothole is. And by the way, I do think it is illegal to try to fill those in yourself.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think you can do the Ron Swanson.
Really?
I don't think you can just go through and start filling in potholes.
I don't see why not.
Well, because it's city street and you know.
I mean, I get it, but I also don't think it's all that harmful.
It's like, well, if they haven't fixed it and I want to take matters into my own hands, why not?
Nor will they really find out if you do, you know.
Well, but I mean, if you're out there like in a construction vest, be careful.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking side streets, yeah. You know, like where nobody's really driving that much except for the residents.
Yeah. Well, this was sent to me today. This is over by my house. There was an 8-man crew to fill in, to fill in just the little, look at this crew. That's one pothole being filled in right there.
That's from this afternoon.
Look at that crew.
Wow.
Right?
They got a big old truck.
Big old truck.
Dumping.
Yeah. I guess it's more like two potholes. And they weren't enormous or anything, but they closed off the side street and they brought out the crew. And you'll be happy to know, two flaggers.
Well, isn't there a pothole? There's like a pothole line, right, that you call and you just tell them where it is and they're supposed to come out and fix it?
I don't know.
There is.
I've never called it.
I've called it once because I have a giant pothole.
See, you know.
Well, it's not even a pothole. It's like, you know how in Portland where rushing water just kind of erodes the street because there's no sidewalks or anything?
Yeah.
Well, I have that right in front of the house and it's quite annoying. And so I mistakenly thought that they may come out and fill that in.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
They have ignored me, but... we did do some patchwork on it, at least down near the driveway, to kind of move water to a different direction. And we were not called on it.
Let's cause the...
Wait, why did I announce that on the radio? I did not do
They're
that.
They're coming for you, Rob.
Come on!
Yeah.
I did not do that.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to be able to call them and they come out. Well, but I think they're overwhelmed with calls at this point.
Dude, that thing has been there for as long as I can remember. And today it was a little alarming when I was like, oh, they're doing the pothole.
Yeah, somebody mentioned the Schwarzenegger thing where he was going around filling potholes.
I don't remember that.
Remember that?
Was he doing it himself?
And wasn't there one here where, was it a bunch of potheads?
Potheads are filling in potholes?
Yeah, wasn't that a thing where they were going around?
I can see that. Potheads for potholes.
Some like Portland counterculture group, the potheads, but they fix streets.
Yeah, wasn't it like, or maybe it was Antifa. Yeah.
Antifa was
Am I wrong?
I don't know. As someone is pointing out on the Vancouver Ford text line, you can't do that. That's a union job, buddy. Exactly.
Well, then get over
there. You want to mess with the Teamsters? Good luck on that. Local 242 is going to come over there and take a 5-iron to your forehead.
Portland Anarchist Road Care fixes potholes anonymously.
Oh. And illegally.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why are Portland's anarchists patching pothole streets?
So we're for anarchy, but it's a smooth great roads.
All right. Up next, from a strip club to a Chick-fil-A, it is 4:47 on the Fan. All right, a reminder that Dan Lanning will be joining us at 5:15. And more importantly, Buck has magic numbers for the Mariners.
And?
That's right, I do. We have an acronym that I wasn't aware of before. That is the DNCD. That stands for Does Not Control Its Own Destiny.
Tough.
Yet.
So now, the Mariners are rocking a DNCD for winning the division. However, to make the playoffs, magic number, 121.
I love it.
Dude, I love it. Start the countdown.
Yeah.
This is in the news, April 24, 2024. We have a strip club turning into a Chick-fil-A.
Call me crazy, but given the choice between having a strip club or a Chick-fil-A around the corner from me, I'm taking the Chick-fil-A.
This will be the first Chick-fil-A within the Portland city limits.
Oh.
And it will open in place of the Venue Gentlemen's Club.
Wait, isn't that where we just had the shooting a little bit ago?
Yes. That's right. Yep, April 1st, there was a deadly shooting.
Yeah, we were talking about that because, like, it was in the middle of the day, and I'm like, who gets shot at a strip club at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
The fast food franchise pulled permits last year to convert the venue, Gentleman's Club, from its current use to a fried chicken sandwich restaurant. In October, the city approved plans to alter the building's roof and facade, rebuild the main entrance, and add landscaping to the parking lot where two men were shot earlier this month. But the girls stay, so it'll be a Chick-fil-A with dancers.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Club 205 is right across the street. So, like, if you show up, like, 6 months from now and you're like, what the hell? Well, you can get some chicken and then go across the street and get your up tops.
So, either way, you get breasts.
The tax line says from breasts and ass to breasts and thighs.
That all works. See, if Club 205 was smart, they would just have like a runner where they would go get you like a DoorDash sort of thing, and they'd bring you over the Chick-fil-A while you were at the rack. Now we're talking. And isn't it great because Chick-fil-A is all about Jesus? Like, they're not even open on Sunday, and now it's going into a deadly strip club former place across the street from another den of sin. I love
it. What if on Sunday they allowed the strippers to dance?
At the Chick-fil-A, like, we're not using it on a Sunday, so we just set up in the parking lot.
We won't be in this space. You guys can have it on
Sundays. Well, it's like those, what is it, like Pizza Hut, Taco Bell hybrids, you know?
Yeah.
Or Root, what is it?
I think it's all owned by the Yum Corporation. So it's like A&W. Yeah, they have the split ones.
Yeah, I think we should, Chick-fil-A and strip clubs.
I love it.
Why not?
Yeah. You just have like a door, like a walk between sort of thing. You know, little Johnny goes wandering in there. He comes to the chicken and learns so much more that day as he pokes his head through.
Well, during COVID, didn't we get like stripper food delivery services or something like that?
Yeah, there was one of them that was doing that. They had the drive-through strip.
Where but they also had delivery.
They delivered, yeah, and I think they would like flash here or something. Yeah. Who was doing that? It was like,
I think it was the one right here, the one where the right on the edge of the is that the Selwood? It's not the Selwood Bridge.
It was the Lucky Devil? Yeah, Devil something.
I think you're right. I think it was Lucky Devil.
Yeah.
Someone said Hordash. Fantastic. I think they have that. I think you have to pay extra for that.
Different menu.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. That is your In the News for April 24 of 2024. The Lions are handing out a lot of money. Did you get your Lions money today?
Unfortunately, no.
We have shocking April Heisman news and lots of transfer nuggets to get to you. All next in the Hot 5 at 5 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.